So continuing in Chovat HaTalmidim, we are in the middle of Perek Revi'i, on page 92 in the Feldheim one. אבל אף אם לא נלקית במחלה הגרועה, מחלת העצלות. Till now, he spoke about the disease of laziness. Now he says, even if, let's say, you weren't stricken with the illness of laziness, וגם לא נזהמו גופך ונפשך בזוהם הבטלה, and your body and soul have not been contaminated by the zoham. How do I explain zoham? By the germ of batala, of idleness. Even if you're not from the class of the lazy, עוד אינך חופשי מלבקש ומלנקות ממך גם את אבק רקב העצלות. But you're not free it from searching out and seeking out to uproot from yourself even the dust of the rot of laziness. And what is that? What's the avak atzlanut? You see, we know there's avak lashon hara, there's avak shvi'it. So he's mechadesh a term now. There's avak atzlanut. And what is that? Asher hitraput shemo. It's called hitraput. Hitraput means you're not lazy. You come, you show up. You may even come on time. But when you're doing it in a lethargic way, in a sleepy way. Hitraput is lethargy. Lethargy in English means sleeping. So atzlanut means you don't even show up. You don't even do anything. You stay in bed. You're not interested. Hitraput, you do. But you do it with a lazy attitude, with a sleepy attitude. Ve'im ena mesukenet ke'atzlut, so even if we'll say that the midah of hitraput is not as dangerous as atzlut, mikol makom, but still, gam hi im tochaz be'ish, hitraput as well, if it gets a hold of a person, im tochaz be'ish, if it takes up a person, להוציא מקרבו את אשר יכול להוציא תפריהו. It's going to stop the person from being able to bring out his potential, what he's able to bring out of himself. ואת הדרך העולה בית אל מלעלות תעכבהו. התרפות will also stand in the way of the person who is trying to ascend the mountain of Hashem, to go up in the Derech Hashem. Hitraput will also be an obstacle, will stop him from bringing out his kishronot and from reaching his goals on high. Says the Mechaber, Zechona, let's remember, Shatorah mishamayim nitna. The Torah is not some kind of textbook that, you know, that some publisher's company came up with. Mishamayim nitna. The Torah was given from Shamayim, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from heaven. Velihiyot Yisrael lomed HaTorah ve'oved Hashem, to be a Yisrael, to be a lomed Torah, to be an oved Hashem, aliyah letzel kanfei Shaddai hi. You know what it means to be a lomed Torah? You know what it means to be a Yisrael, to be Oved Hashem? It means Aliyah Letzel Kanfei Shaddai. It's going up, it's ascending to be under the wings of Hashem Himself. It's to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. Because the Torah was given from Shamayim. V'rak al yedei avodah, and therefore, only with effort and work, hitchazkut, ויתאמצות, with effort, with strengthening oneself, ויתאמצות כל כוחי הגוף והנפש, only with strengthening all our physical abilities and our emotional abilities, יכולים להגיע אליה, can we reach the level of Kanfei Hashem. It cannot be with Atzlanut, and it cannot even be with Hitraput, with lethargy. So again, the difference between Atzlut and Hitraput, Atzlut means laziness, which means I don't want to do anything. Hitraput means lethargy, which means he does, but he does it in a sleepy way, without any energy. That also can stand in the way of a person reaching the goal of La'alot le'tzel kanfei shaddai. Kol avodah, says the Mechaber, every amount of work, every level of effort, lefi erech hadavar anikne nimdedet. It is measured in accordance with the value of that which you want to acquire. Which means you want to know how much effort you have to put into something. What is it that you want to acquire? What is the goal? In accordance with the value of that is how much effort you have to put or deserves to be put. Dvarim zolim ushtutiyim, things that are inexpensive, cheap, meaningless, kimat bili avoda niknim, usually, almost without any effort, you can acquire them. Udvarim yekarim mehem, but things that are more valuable, beyoter avoda konim otam, you can acquire them with more work, with more effort. So, velilmot Torah, velachasot betzel kodesho, to learn Torah, to seek shelter in the shade of Hashem, rak be'avoda kasha yecholim lehagia, only with great effort is it possible to reach, because that is the most valuable thing in the world. I wish that this would always be stressed. When mechanchim tell people to learn Torah, that's where they stop short. You should learn. He always associates the words lilmot Torah with lachasot betzel kodesho. If people would say to other people, you want to learn Torah, you know what learning Torah means? It means to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It takes on a whole different light. You look at it differently. It's not just learning something. It's an experience. It's a connection. I don't want to use the word, but that's how you could sell. I don't mean that, but just for the understanding, that's how you could sell Torah to a child, to a student. You're not just learning Torah, you're connecting with the giver, with the one who gave the Torah. If that's the case, that raises the value to Shamayim. That's so much erech, importance there is to that. It's worth all the work and all the labor and all the effort. Lo be'avoda she'i kasha u'gdola min yecholet ha'adam, says the Mechaber. We're not talking about that what is expected is avodah, is work that is more than you can, more than the possibility or capability of a person. Ki Hashem itbarach lo natan lanu avodah le'mala mikochotenu v'yicholtenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give us more avodah than we are able to do. No such a thing. But we have to know that when it comes to acquiring Torah HaKadosha, you have to put work into it. You have to put effort into it. He says a deep thing here. He says, it's not just when it comes to your hand, when the opportunity of a mitzvah or when the opportunity of a limud Torah comes to your hand, then you put work into it. No, that's not enough, he says. Rak lihiyot ish oved be'etzem. You have to be a person who's always seeking to be oved, always seeking to put effort. Ve'lo mitrape. He's not a person who wants to be lackadaisical in his task of avodat Hashem. You see, that's also a level of itraput. A level of itraput is also that when it comes to him, so then, okay, let me try. Above that is the ish oved, be'etzem, is a person who's always seeking more and more. Where can I do more? Where can I learn more? How can I achieve more? That's a person who intrinsically is a oved, is a server, a worker of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ushlomo HaMelech Omer, and Shlomo HaMelech says, Gam mitrape bimlachto ach hu lebaal mashchit. Pasuk in Mishle, Perek Yutchet. The one who is mitrape, the one who is lethargic, he is also the brother of the mashchit, of the person who is destructive. Who is that? Who is the baal mashchit? So says the Mechaber is explaining this pasuk in Mishle. He's saying, He atzel, the lazy one, eno rotzel avod legamre. He's the one who doesn't want to do work at all. Hu habal mashchit. He's the one who is described here as the destructive person. Hamitrape, the one who is lethargic, osehu b'shashe ba'ad devar asiyah lefanav. When it comes before him, when the opportunity comes, so he does. Aval hu be'atzmo eno ish oved. But he himself, he's not a worker. Nirdam hu ba'avodato, and therefore he sleeps on the job. Ma'arich ba'lelot zorech, he takes a longer time on the job than necessary. Ve'rotze rak b'shitchiyut, he's interested only in a superficial job. This applies to any job in the world, by the way. Lo yit'ametz ve'lo yit'amek, he doesn't put effort into it, and he doesn't really give it any kind of depth of effort. That's a mitrape. Says Shlomo HaMelech, Gam mitrape bimlachto, which means he's doing the melacha, aval hu mitrape bimlachto. Ach hu lebal mashchit, he's not so far away from the atzlan himself. One more paragraph, because it's like sort of really in the middle. Vehacharutz shehu beatzmo ish oved mevakeshu et avoda. Now, on the other hand, the charutz, the diligent person, the one who is a worker, the opposite of the mitrape, shehu beatzmo ish oved, he's always seeking out the avoda. Mipene sheyefshar lo lalechet batel. He can't see himself going idle. Ukshene'enas ve'avu alav eze shaot, u'mikol sheken yom shalem veli avoda, and when, you know, under circumstances that are not in his control, he did not work for a few hours or let's say a whole day went by without any kind of work. Nim'as hu be'ene atzmo. He doesn't like himself. He looks at himself like, what did I do today? What kind of a day was that? U'mabit al atzmo ke'al ish mezoham. He looks at himself as if he is, you know, as that was a sick day. Sick in a bad way. Ha'avoda hichiyuto v'ta'anugo. Working, that's his life. That's what gives him life. That's what gives him pleasure. Me'avoda kala lo yisba. From a light job, he's not satisfied. U'b'shitchiyut lo yashkit et nafsho ha'sho'efet la'avod. With a superficiality, does not satisfy his nefesh that aspires to always do and to accomplish and to achieve. Zariz ve'oved, he's constantly energized and working. Sameach, happy, u'ma'amik, and goes deep. U'kezerem ma'im asher be'ikuvo mitragez. It's like a flow of water, a stream of water, asher be'ikuvo, that when it is interrupted, it gets all angry and it starts flowing furiously. U'besatan lo, anything that comes to stop it, od kocho mitgaber lishbor ve'lishtof. Adraba, when there are obstacles, he uses those obstacles to actually strengthen himself even more. Ken gamhu, so too this person, al kol menia mitchazek, on every obstacle he's able to strengthen himself. V'chol ikuv, and anything that stands in his way, rak et sheifato margiz, it only strengthens his sheifa, his aspiration. It strengthens his resolve, lishtof v'la'avod, to continue on and to continue. That's the charutz.